My grandfather is not the person I remember. He is not the short, sweet, suspender-wearing man who leisurely chauffeured my grandmother, brother, and me about Pittsburgh. It is a fiction created by a naive six-year-old's mind. Truthfully, I don't know exactly who Alec Kupacheski is or was, but what is certain, he was a killer. It is a curious feeling to realize the same man who shared bowls of goldfish crackers with us while letting us win in chess was an efficient slayer of men. There were signs. His hazy comments were indicative of a man who is a not-so-cuddly side. According to my father, Jaju, which is Polish slang for grandpa, would occasionally ask, "Have you ever been so hungry you would kill someone?" "You know French woman," he once said. "They're no French vanilla, if you know what I mean." Of course I didn't know what he meant and why my grandmother shook her head disapprovingly after he uttered it. If Kupacheski's have a mythology, Jaju would be like an Achilles or Hercules. We don't know everything about his exploits, but what we do know render him a mysterious badass. We know that he resisted the Nazis, strapping bombs to trains, doing the whole partisan thing. Later he was conscripted by the Soviets. At some point, they tried to detain him for unknown reasons, but Jaju escaped. With the help of a Nazi, he stowed away on a freighter until it docked in Baltimore. Then he worked construction, hoisting 50-pound bags of shingles on top of roofs. That is really all we know about my grandfather's adventurous past. It still remains a mystery how exactly Jaju survived and escaped, or why he wants to go to hell so he can squeeze the life out of Joseph Stalin's throat. Jaju is determined not to reveal more about his past to protect us. He is convinced Vladimir Putin would come after us, adding another riddle to the enigma that is my grandfather. As the writer in my family, my parents have assigned me to discover the truth. It's a driving reason why I became a journalist. But now, I need to know. Jaju has cancer. It hardly seems possible or right, after enduring the deadliest conflict in history, to be betrayed and defeated by his own microscopic cells is unfitting. I'm drawn to his side, a place I haven't been in years. I struggle to recollect the shapes and lines of his face. What's worse, I fear that his epitaph, the one I'm meant to write, will be bereft of the details worthy of him. Even though my grandfather sacrificed the vigor of his youth so I could go to college, I should be where he is now. I feel like a failure. The hourglass sands are passing through my fingers, bearing my grandfather beneath their weight.